Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. Operating from an undisclosed location where common sense rules the day. Thank you for joining me here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, a Michigan County board is going to consider the unproven theory of manipulated election results. That's the headline. The Detroit News will talk about that. Number two, President Biden's blunder on the Keystone XL pipeline causing the Prime Minister of Canada to refuse opening the border with the U.S. for several more months. Not a good look. And number one, free at last, Michigan, hello, you are free at last from COVID restrictions. Yeah, it happens today. That is it's a big deal, say the least. And so capacity limits, masking requirements, anything, of course. Most people haven't been following a lot of this anyway, but I was out over the weekend. I did see a couple masks still floating around on young people out in public. I'm like, people that look completely healthy. So who knows, right? Who knows? But after 15 months, the restrictions, most of them, not all of them, it's all lifted now. No limits on indoor or outdoor capacities. Mask mandates all gone. And this all comes despite the fact that the VAC to normal initiative was a complete failure. A complete failure. The vaccination rate of Michigan residents 16 and older stands at about 61%, according to the state. And what they were looking for were people 16 and older to have at least one dose of COVID-19. I said if they try to pursue that, they wouldn't achieve that till late in the year. We'll see. I'll be able to track this to show that I was right. I said two things about the VAC to normal plan. First of all, VAC to normal was something that a kindergarten class came up with because nobody could be that inane. Come on, VAC to normal. Oh, that's a really good idea. Gee, you must have gone to college. Yeah. Very, very witty. And the second thing that I said would fail was the idea that you would get to 70% and then have to wait 2 weeks after that. And the way it had all slowed down, this was put into place, what, April 29th? Almost 2 months ago? And we're still at 61%, so there you go. Long-term care facilities and testing will remain in some places. The original target was 70% before any of these restrictions were going to be lifted, but Michigan dumped that plan altogether. Let me give you an idea where some of the key counties in the state are as far as vaccination rates. All right. Wayne County doing well at almost 65%, 64.9%. Oakland County overperforming at 68%. Just over. But other counties that you would think should be doing better are not. Ingham County, that's Lansing, of course, just 58%. Lapeer County, 48%. Monroe County, 44.7%. St. Clair County, 50.8%. Marquette County does pretty well, 62.5%. But none, not one, has made that 70% threshold. Not one. About 8.8 million vaccine doses have been put out in Michigan. 4.9 million from Pfizer, 3.5 million from Moderna, and 305,000 from Johnson & Johnson. About 75% of Michigan residents that are 65 and older are fully vaccinated. Of course, that accounts for the largest majority of COVID-19-related fatalities. The lowest risk group, a group that has almost no risk at all of having a fatality, those 12 to 19, only about 32% have one dose. And for the 12 to 15 age group, it drops to 25.8%. I wouldn't allow a 12 to 15-year-old to get the vaccine at this point. There's no benefit to it. There is no published study. There is no evidence anywhere that people of that age bracket are any real danger. And if it were my child, I would just tell you I wouldn't do it. 16 and older, well, they can, I suppose, decide for themselves to some extent. And so we'll keep that in mind. Now, here's something that's come to my attention that I find fascinating, and I'm going to rely on the Detroit News for part of this. The Board of Commissioners in Sheboygan County is now considering sending Jonathan Brader, the state elections director, a letter seeking a hand recount of its ballots in the 2020 presidential race, according to a meeting packet posted on the county's website. The proposed letter says the audit should explore one of the ongoing and unproven conspiracy theories about the November vote. This is the way it was written in the Detroit News. The Detroit News should be ashamed of itself for calling it a conspiracy theory, because that completely... Well, let's remember other conspiracy theories. Well, you know, Donald Trump was urinated on by prostitutes. The Russian dossier, those are actual conspiracy theories. But what about the Wuhan lab leak? Is that a conspiracy theory? Because that's what they called it, they being the mainstream media. Not sure the Detroit News did that, but using that pejorative term is out of line, out of bounds. Whether there is any evidence that any unauthorized computer actually manipulated the actual presidential election vote tally within Sheboygan County, that's what they want to find out. It's a county that went heavily to Donald Trump. The commissioners say, as we have heard from many of our constituents expressing concerns and questions related to the November 3rd, 2020 election, and they want to know about it. The board will consider whether to send the letter during a meeting Tuesday. It's unclear how the Michigan Bureau of Elections, which falls under the leadership of Jocelyn Benson, would handle a potential audit request from Sheboygan County, a 25,000-person county. It's obviously the tip of the Lower Peninsula. You probably knew that. No comment from her office. You know, it's what they're trying to ascertain is, okay, this is a heavy Trump county, but was there any manipulation of votes? But for the Detroit News to call it a conspiracy theory is reckless. It's a careless use of their position as journalists. We are always told, do not use terms like scheme or scam or controversial, because that jades the article. That gives the reader or the listener your opinion. And calling it a conspiracy theory, well, obviously it shows the Detroit News has an opinion that there's not a valid reason to look at any election, which, of course, there is a valid reason to look at all elections. This part of the program brought to you by PatriotFoods.com, where you can protect Michigan farmers by buying produce, fruits, and vegetables from Michigan farmers. You can also get great steak. You get the best deli meat ever from the Amish, cheese as well. It's all there at PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com is a Michigan company protecting Michigan farmers. It's also a company that gives a little something to military families in need. Military families in need. A little slice goes to everybody there. Oh, and by the way, in a minute here, I'm going to tell you about Muskox, because they're back with their line of summer gear for men. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Thanks for asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on, let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.